A Substack post published under the name Signal and Silence describes anomalous behavior in a military commissary's commercial freezer system. Temperature fluctuations with no obvious physical cause, timing patterns suggesting network-triggered events rather than mechanical failures, and digital artifacts consistent with unauthorized remote access to the building automation. Freezers, jammers, and hidden lenses, the underappreciated attack surface. System. The author frames the account carefully as a hypothesis rather than a confirmed breach, but the forensic reasoning is methodical enough to earn 362 points and 200 comments on Hacker News. The story illuminates a genuinely underappreciated attack surface. Building automation systems, HVAC controls, refrigeration, lighting, have been connected to networks for years in the name of efficiency, often secured with practices far behind what the connected systems warrant. The Shodan database regularly surfaces internet-exposed building automation interfaces at hospitals, government facilities, and critical infrastructure, many running firmware years out of date. A commercial freezer in a military facility sits at the intersection of the installation contractor, the facility management contractor, the base's IT security team, and potentially military intelligence. Parties without clean authority to investigate one another, creating coordination gaps that sophisticated attackers are known to exploit. The GPS jammer story reported by the Wall Street Journal presents a less ambiguous but structurally more alarming picture. Cheap jammers, devices broadcasting noise on GPS frequency bands to prevent receivers from locking onto satellites, have grown inexpensive enough for use by individuals evading vehicle tracking, criminal organizations disrupting logistics monitoring, and combatants denying navigation capability to adversaries. Because jamming is inherently indiscriminate, a single device in a shipping yard can degrade GPS reliability across a radius encompassing nearby airports, hospitals, and emergency services. The Federal Communications Commission has prosecuting authority, but enforcement bandwidth nowhere near equal to the proliferation rate. The 146 Hacker News comments on the jammer story dig into systemic dependency. GPS timing synchronization underpins cellular networks, financial transaction timestamping, and power grid synchronization. A GPS-disrupted area may experience simultaneous cell network degradation, ATM failures, and precision agriculture equipment malfunction with no single system raising a unified alert. Closing the security loop, researchers reported in Chosun that a smartphone's LED flash can detect hidden camera lenses through their retroreflective signature, an elegant consumer hardware solution requiring no special equipment. The 67-comment Hacker News thread noted the persistent asymmetry. Publishing the detection method both protects users and informs manufacturers of illicit cameras to redesign lens coatings against it.